Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, and we're here to talk about a toy of the week. Usually we talk about several because that's how the waves usually work out. This week, we're going to mix things up a bit by talking about one toy. We're going to look at the Mecha Whales action figure. I don't know if you're familiar with this, but you should be because it's a Mecha Whale. I don't think it needs much more explaining than that, but it wouldn't be a very good podcast if I stopped at 22 seconds, so I'm going to keep going. The Mecha Whale is a new designer figure, which is a kind of a bizarre mishmash between an Urban Vinyl designer toy and an action figure, because usually there's a lot of whimsy in the designer toys. Like, it's an ice cream with a skull on it, and, you know, it's not bad, but it's not a typical toy. The Mecha Whales figure from, I believe it was Deep Fried Figures, is designed by, and forgive me if I'm pronouncing your name wrong, sir, Hoka or Hoika Schier. I believe he's a German designer. I saw this design of a figure a few years ago on a message board, and I was like, man, I'd love to buy one of these. And then I found out not only was it being made, but we were being offered it at Entertainment Earth, and I had to buy one, which, you know, I mean, to me, that's the biggest endorsement. Like, I paid money to have this, and it's a really neat figure. It's not a really big figure, so that might be a little off-putting, but if you think about it, it's a low-run item, and I'd say the paint job is about on par with your average mini bust. It's say about 6 inches long because it's a whale in a giant yellowish-orange armor body. It's kind of like a power loader from Aliens. It's got missiles on it, articulated arms, and a pretty good paint job. It basically looks like you put an entire whale into a power loader. Its big tail hangs out the back end. It's got little tiny mechanized feet, big claw arms. The articulation on the arms is pretty nice. It's swivel. He's got white painted teeth, a pink mouth that's been painted on the inside, a scarred eye, a non-scarred eye. And frankly, as sperm whale action figures go, this is one of my favorites. I'd say it's about 4 inches tall, which it's interesting. If you collect GLaDOS figures, it's in between like a rig and an Armodoc in terms of scale, and I'm sure that means nothing to most of you. But those of you who do buy GLaDOS figures, you probably want to buy this figure, too. It's pretty nifty. It allows a whale to walk on land, is the premise. There's actually a cartoon you can watch on, I think it's on YouTube, a short animated video. It basically gives you an idea of what it's about. Basically, it has more articulation than I thought. I'm dead wrong. The wrists are articulated. I did not notice that until literally right now. I had no idea. So, great work, guys. Wow, because I didn't think anything else could move there. They hit that articulation pretty well. Okay, so yeah, the wrists move. Learn something new every day. And I've had this toy for like 2 weeks, did not notice. It's a great design. It looks really cool. The skin is nicely textured. You can see some of the folds and creases and scarring and the wrinkles in the tail. And it's all here. As far as I know, this is the only Mecha Whales figure they're going to make. It wouldn't surprise me to see a white Moby Dick repaint someday, because why wouldn't you do that? And as someone who's just absolutely bonkers about Battle Beasts and this kind of armored figure, I found another point of articulation. I really need to play with these more. I swear I've had this on my desk for a week. The tail moves, but just very, very little. So that's another point of articulation. Again, professionalism is the key word of this podcast. We are here to do as much research as possible. I can't believe I missed this, because I've been playing with this on my desk for a couple of weeks now. I think it showed up like right before I went to Toy Fair. It's a great figure. I love it immensely. It's about $50, but it's really, really cool. So I'm going to raise my rating a little bit. It does not have 2 points of articulation. It has 5 points of articulation. It looks great. It's not huge. And for those of you who want something that's a little bit more high-end and obscure, this is it. This is something that is great for your desk at the office, just because, sure, you might have Iron Man and Spider-Man and other great figures, but does anyone at your office have a cybernetic walking whale? Probably not. That's why you should get one. That's why I would get one. Granted, my office is me. I work, if you didn't know, Entertainment Earth is kind enough to let me work in a basement in my house in Phoenix, and Entertainment Earth is in Simi Valley. So there's nobody here right now. But he is hanging out with a lot of my other figures, which, you know, do include Iron Man and Spider-Man figures. I got the new Night Mission Spider-Man figure, which I'm very fond of. It's translucent blue. Our pre-orders for that just went up today, as well as one of the new Iron Man Assemblers Iron Patriot figures, which I got in New York, and it's really, really cool. You can pop his arms and legs off and switch them with other Iron Man figures, and the bulk and the heft is pretty nice. We'll talk about these more in a future podcast. this is the Mecha Whale show. And I gotta say, I'm very happy with my Mecha Whales figure, just because I don't have anything else quite like it. And I've got a lot of Battle Beasts, but this is a unique take on the armored animal concept in that it is literally a whale plunked down in armor. It's not an anthropomorphic whale. It doesn't, a whale-like alien with humanish legs. It's a whale. So kudos. Nice job, everybody. That's all I got. I'm very excited about this. It's a good year for toys. We saw Adam West Batman figures and all kinds of great stuff in New York. And if you're an action figure collector and you're in it for the long haul, this is a good year for you. If you don't want new versions of things you've already got, this is a terrible year for you. But with 6-inch Star Wars and Adam West Batman and DCUC Huntress, I'm excited. It's a good year to be alive. I think. That's what I rate good year to be alive on, toys. Priorities, people. Priorities. See you next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast. I've been Adam Paulus, and you can follow us on Twitter at EntEarth, on Tumblr at entertainmentearth.tumblr.com, and elsewhere, just search Google Plus, whatever it is you're looking for in Entertainment Earth, and we're there. And if we're not, let us know. We'll go there. See you next time.